Risk, written by Dick Francis and read by Tony Britton.
Work in the office had multiplied to the point where doing it properly was a problem in itself. Half days off for racing had begun to feel like treachery. Saturdays were fine, but impatient clients viewed Wednesdays at Ascot or Thursday at Stratford-upon-Avon with irritation. That I worked at home in the evenings to make up for it satisfied Trevor, but no one else. And my caseload, as jargon would put it, was swamping me. Apart from Mr. Wells, there had been other jobs I should have done that morning. I should have sent an appeal against a top jockey's tax assessment. I should have signed a certificate for a solicitor, and there had been two summonses for clients to appear before the tax commissioners, which needed instant action, even if only evasive. "I'll apply for postponements," I told Peter, one of our two assistants. "Ring both of those clients and tell them not to worry. I'll start on their cases at once. And check that we've all the papers we need. Ask them to send any that are missing." Peter nodded sullenly, unwillingly, implying that I was always giving him too much work. And maybe I was. Trevor's plans to take on another assistant had been so far halted by an offer which was currently giving both of us headaches. A big London firm wanted to move in on us, merge, amalgamate, and establish a large branch of itself on our patch, with us inside. Materially, we would benefit, as at present, the steeply rising cost of overheads like office rent, electricity, and secretarial wages was coming straight out of our pockets. We would also be under less stress. As at present, when one of us was ill or on holiday, the burden on the other was heavy. But Trevor agonized over the prospect of demotion from absolute boss, and I over the threat of loss of liberty. We'd postponed a decision until Trevor's return from Spain in 2 weeks' time. But at that point, bleak realities would have to be faced. I drummed my fingers on the steering wheel of my Dolomite and waited impatiently for the roadworks traffic lights to turn green. Looked at my watch for the 100th time.